Thank you very much. First of all, our thoughts are with the families of the 20 people who lost their lives assassinated by Israeli soldiers this morning. Also with Sarah Coben, Ismail Patel, and many other British people who are on board those boats, and indeed with all 600 people in that heroic convoy. Labour Friends of Palestine says it is outrageous that the Israelis believe they can lower soldiers from helicopter gunships with their guns blazing, randomly killing people on an aid convoy that is carrying humanitarian goods, humanitarian supplies and building supplies to Gaza. And what's more, doing it in international waters. The Israelis have the gall to tell us they are upholding international law. Well, I can tell the Israelis, they break international law every day when they expand settlements in the West Bank, when they build the wall in the West Bank, when they annex East Jerusalem, when they evict Palestinians from their capital, East Jerusalem, and most of all, when they carry out a 3-year siege on Gaza.
4 years!
I was in Gaza in January along with 60 parliamentarians from 13 European countries, and Gaza was still in ruins more than a year after the invasion. Why? Because the Israelis have refused to allow one bag of cement into Gaza to enable them to rebuild their country. This morning, Spain, Sweden, and Turkey have withdrawn their ambassadors from Tel Aviv.
Yes!
What have we had from William Hague? Only words. But words will not persuade the Israelis. The only thing that will persuade the Israelis is action.
Yes.
They can call on the Israeli ambassador as many times as they like. He will not do anything until it is backed up by the threat of economic sanctions. And Labour Friends of Palestine wants to see a complete suspension of the EU-Israel trade agreement to give some teeth to British government policy. Lastly, we had Mr. Mark Regev on our television screens again this morning with his facetious and fatuous justifications for what is going on in Israel. I look forward to the day when Mark Regev will be held to account for the actions that he has tried to justify over the last years. Thank you.